Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Westchester football coach Bill Zwan. His squad stayed perfect on the season, a 6-0 record after slipping past Bloomsburg at home this past weekend, 20-17. Next up, a trip to West Virginia. Big game with Shepherd on Saturday at noon. And first of all, coach, game against Bloomsburg. What were the big takeaways for you? Had to get some big plays in the passing game from your number two quarterback, and the defense did what the defense normally does.
Yeah, I mean, it was our defense did a good job. Offensively, you know, we struggled a little bit, so we made the move to go to Mike Paperno, our backup. Mike had a good game, with three touchdown passes. Paul Dulius, he just hurt. He can't, you know, physically do it right now. He tried, but he couldn't quite do it, so we ended up going to Mike. And that worked out okay. I mean, we knew, you know, Bloomsburg, it's kind of one of those things where it's hard to get our young guys to understand that Bloomsburg is going to be really tough to play no matter what their record is. So I think some of our guys thought we were going to have an easier time of it. But I think as a staff, we knew it was going to be tough. I think we got it to 20-10. I thought we might pull away, but they hung in there because that's the way Bloomsburg is. It made it a 2017, you know, tough finish for us. But that's kind of where we are right now. We're a good team. We haven't really shown to be a great team, so we do what we need to do to win, but we don't really dominate anybody.
And as far as the quarterback for this week, are you kind of up in the air waiting to see how things play out in practice?
Yeah, we're going to give Paul a little more time to have his arm come back. He's got, a little elbow and shoulder problem. So we're going to give him a couple days again this week, see how he feels later in the week. And if he can go, then we'll probably go with him. But Pip, Mike will be ready just in case.
So let's talk about this Shepherd team. Always tough. Relative newcomer to the league here. What do you see on film?
Yeah, I mean, they look like, I mean, they're regularly a playoff team. They usually win that West Virginia conference, and that's what they look like. They look like a good football team with good talent that plays hard. And they, you know, we played them down there a couple years ago in the playoffs. They have a great little stadium and they fill up and have a, you know, nice atmosphere. So it should be a lot of fun. But it's also going to be tough. They've got talent, you know, at wide receiver. Quarterback's a really good player. So they got, and they always play hard. I mean, their defense just comes up and hits you, and they run all over the place. So, you know, we're expecting a real dogfight down there against one of the better teams probably in the East. They have lost two games, but both of them were late, and one that could stand is undefeated. So they're a real legitimate playoff-type team.
They've put up some impressive offensive score numbers. What do they do scheme-wise allows them? And you mentioned some of the talent they have, but do they do stuff that makes life difficult scheme-wise?
Yeah, they do a lot of RPOs, run-pass option stuff with their quarterback. He's good at it. You know, he puts the ball in the running back's stomach, pulls it out, and throws to receivers all over the place who have some pretty good speed and great talent. So you have to be aware because the running back's a good player. If he gives it to him, you got to have people ready to play that. At the same time, you got to be aware of him pulling out and throwing that, you know, over the top of us. So they do have a really nice offensive scheme, and they have a good kid at quarterback who runs it for them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.